One of our grounding principles is really taking a rights-based approach. So, providing youth friendly services, providing sexuality education will improve health outcomes, but it also fulfills young people's right to participate and their right to be involved in decisions about their own health. And I think that the way that the alliances are structured, where they, a lot of the alliances have kind of from 30 up to 60 different organisations involved, coming from all different walks of life. So networks of young people living with HIV, networks of young people who are LGBTI, networks of sex workers, drug users. So kind of this kind of groundswell of youth engagement, which is really grassroots. And I think that we're really spreading awareness of what the SDGs are, because a lot of young people don't really understand. It's kind of written in UN language that some people don't really get. But raising awareness of what the SDGs are and why it's relevant to us and why we should have a say and how our countries are monitoring them to make sure that, just like in the spirit of the goals, that nobody's being left behind. We're really trying to push young people's issues forward. So I think that we've seen a lot of successes in that so far.
Are there any challenges that you're faced with or the alliance is faced with, and what are they doing to overcome them?
One of the things, a lot of the countries that we work in are quite kind of conservative environments. So the issues of young people and issues of sexual and reproductive health are often so stigmatized, and it's quite hard to advocate for something that everybody already has this internalized stigma around. So there's a lot of kind of thought that young people shouldn't be sexual, they shouldn't have a sexuality, whereas all humans do have a sexuality. So it's kind of, sometimes it can be really, really challenging for those people to kind of be getting meetings with governments, because that what they're seen to be doing is kind of against kind of morals. So that's really tough. But I think it's, again, advocacy is a bit of a long game. So it's about kind of planting the seed and then watching that grow and just picking out, you know, key champions in the government. And all 12 countries that we work in have reported that they've got good alliances and at least one ministry, which is good. It's just kind of finding those champions to help you channel in. And I think, again, framing it through the rights-based approach that we do, I think is quite powerful, kind of saying, you know, this is our right to this, which I think makes people maybe more supportive of it.
And has this event helped in terms of linking up with other youth advocates, even if it's not regarding the SDG 3? And what have you gotten out of being here?
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think while, yes, we were featured on the panel for SDG 3, we actually talked about on the panel about how the way that we try and look at health and well-being is kind of looking at the goals as really interlinked. So not just looking at, you know, target 3.3 on ending AIDS, 3.7 on sexual reproductive health services, which obviously we're really passionate about, but also looking at economic empowerment and poverty and gender equality. And there's some targets within Goal 10 about fostering political inclusion of people who are often marginalized. Goal 16 around accountable institutions. So we're trying to have a really kind of holistic overview and approach to the agenda. And it's been really, really awesome. There's been so many great youth organizations here. And even the way that it's been set up in the trustee council chamber, where the kind of young people, youth delegates are kind of interspersed with the country delegates, has been really great. And there's been a really strong presence of young people throughout all the sessions, I felt. So it's definitely been really good to make links, and we've already kind of been swapping cards and setting up meetings for women back home and looking at ways that we can kind of amplify each other's advocacy, which I think has been really powerful. I think it's been quite a good forum to do that.